Hello again, everybody. This is Lance Russell with Championship Wrestling with another big week. Join us right now.
Hey, welcome to a super special
limited edition.
Limited, one-time only edition of the Double Dropkick Show. This is the podcast where we talk about the wrestling you grew up with. And if you haven't noticed, we've been putting out a lot more episodes.
Yes, we have.
And we thank you for hitting that download button and going to DoubleDropkick.com and doing all of those things. We got a special guest today and a special topic. And so, Mark, I'm going to throw it to you because you have arranged all of this.
I have.
This is your special day.
We've got, as far as I'm concerned, the biggest star in the history of the world on our show today. One of my favorite people in the world. Not one of, quite possibly 1A and 1B, my wife, and this young man sitting here with us today, my favorite person in the world, my nephew. He's like a son to me. Ethan. What's up, E?
Not bad. Just having to deal with you for 2 weeks.
And he's, you'll find very early, he spent a lot of time with me, and he has my razor sharp wit.
He's actually named after Mark.
Yeah.
And
you just found that out.
So, Ethan, even though you're going to talk to Mark, you got to look at the microphone because it'll sound like you're leaving the room.
You can cut your eyes at me if you need to.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now, Ethan.
But he's a novice. He didn't know anything about it. We've been talking for a week about him being on the show. And he even took him some notes last night because he wanted to do good.
And, Ethan, we have brought you on here. We don't just have anybody on the show.
No.
We have experts.
We've had the greatest stars in the history of wrestling, and we only have experts on with us.
That's right. And we have brought you on because you are an expert in your field, and we want to talk to you.
Not what you do in the bathroom for 45 minutes at a time. I don't know what you're doing in there. We don't want to talk to you about that. We want to talk to you about video games.
Yes. So first off,
and some movies, like I asked him last night, because you and me, we do this a lot.
Right.
I wanted to make the good scenario for him. So it was, hey, you can only play 3 video games and watch 3 movies from now on. You're stuck somewhere, and all you got is 3 movies, 3 video games. I want to know. You got something? You act like you were going somewhere.
No, I like where this
you
is
sure?
going.
So, Ethan, give me 3 video games and why you like those 3 video games and what it is about them that make them so good to you.
Well, Mark, I'd have to choose Doom, Far Cry 4, and Fallout 4. I choose Doom because it's a fast-paced shooter, and I like how they restated the old game.
Yeah.
I like Far Cry 4 because of the open world, the beautiful scenery, and the action.
Okay, now let's stop right there. I'm an old fart. When you say open world, what do you mean by that?
It's not like a regular, you have to do this. The open world means you can either do the campaign, which is certain missions, and then you can also walk around, goof off, shoot a bird.
Wait, shoot a bird or shoot the
Which
bird?
Which is kind of like your life. You kind of walk around goofing off shooting a bird to people all the time. You do that. You're pretty good at that. I've been the recipient of those things.
Well, so, Billy's more of it.
So, and what was the third game?
Fallout 4.
So what was the, wait.
Far Cry 4 and Fallout 4 are 2 different games. And the other was Doom.
What? All right, again.
So what's the difference between Far Cry and Fallout?
Far Cry sat in Shangri-La, which is part of India, while Fallout 4 sat in 2254 after the nuclear fallout.
Got you. We played a little bit of that last night.
Yes, we did.
And then I like Doom.
Yeah,
when
you talked about
Doom. When I bought my
Doom.
First PlayStation, like the original PlayStation, the game that I bought with it was Doom. And then they just released Doom 4, which I bought, he bought, and we've both been playing.
I mainly only play either sports games, or a game where I can go one-on-one in a shooter role. So I'm not familiar with these games where you got to actually accomplish something.
Well, Doom is a first-person shooter.
Right.
And then the other two can either be first-person or third-person, right?
Fallout 4 is a first-third, while Far Cry is just a first.
Okay. All right.
But can you play, on these three games, can you play one-on-one against somebody, or you got to do what the game tells you to do?
Doom, you have your campaign, which is how you have to do certain things, and you have multiplayer.
Okay. What do you do in multiplayer? Against each other, or you're working together? Because in Doom, like, you have to defeat the devil and you go to hell.
Pretty much. It's pretty gore. Is you against someone else. You can become a demon, fight against them, and then you can be a regular person.
Are you looking forward to the new Friday the 13th game?
Yes, I am, because you got me into those movies. I like the movies. It's a good 80s movie.
They are good 80s. He's a... Ethan and I, one thing I'll say about him, a lot of kids are into, like, everything new that comes out, but he leaves my house with a stack of movies every time, and it's always, like, old 70s and 80s action movies and horror movies, and, like, Jaws is one of our favorites, and Raiders of the Lost Ark is one of our favorites.
Predator.
We love Predator, and he actually had three movies. So if you had three movies to choose, tell me those. And you can say more than that if you come up with, because you had three, and then you were like, well, wait a minute, I think that first Rambo, the First Blood movie, yeah. I kind of am into that.
I'd have to go with the Rambo First Blood Part 1.
Uh-huh.
That, Predator, and Step Brothers.
Yeah, Step Brothers. That's one of our favorite comedies to quote and watch. And we quote that quite a bit around the house.
Yes, we do. You say it gets on your nerves.
So, what about those movies?
Step Brothers, the comedy of how it's just two 40-year-olds still acting like kids. This is pretty much me and you when we're at your house, just goofing off, making a mess.
Yeah.
I'd have to go with Predator because, I mean, it's Arnold.
Yeah.
You got to get him saying, get to the chopper.
Say it like he says,
get to the chopper. Do it now.
Do it now. Get to the chopper.
And then Rambo.
Yeah.
I mean, who doesn't like a guy who can blow up a whole entire town just trying to get a hamburger? Yeah. I mean, it sounds like Mark.
You know, I wonder, you know, Rambo, that first one, that's a hard movie to watch because that is how we treated so many soldiers returning from Vietnam.
It is, and if you, it's weird to watch the first one and the second one in the way they compare to one another, where the first one you basically have this broken man who's lost all of his friends, and they just keep pushing him and pushing him to where he fights back, but he doesn't really want to be. Like, the reason he fights back is because he has a psychotic break.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then you get to the second one, and he's just a war machine. He's a completely different person in the second one than he is in the first one. But it's interesting. I don't know if you know, if you read the book, and they didn't explore this at all in the movie, but the book, the focus of it was the Bo Teedle character. I think Bo Teedle, I can't remember. Anyway, what Brian Dennehy's character in the book was a Korean, a veteran of the Korean War, which is basically this forgotten war that we fought. And there was he didn't like the way that, just the fact that this Vietnam War had got all this press and everybody had kind of forgotten what he did in the Korean War. And it was also about the different fighting tactics, where in the Korean War, it was still that everybody run up to the line and shoot at each other. And with the Vietnam War, it was guerrilla warfare.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of the crux of the book is the two fighting styles against one another.
Ah.
And they really explore that.
Like, landmines were a big thing during the Vietnam War. They used that. The VC would actually end up using punchy sticks.
Yeah.
Which United States soldiers would actually end up falling in and dying.
Yeah. Now, Ethan is big into the junior ROTC.
Yes, I am.
And you won an award.
Yes, I will.
What was it?
United States Army Reserve Award for Accommodation.
And what did you win that for? Just being the best you can be?
Uniform wear, getting hundreds on that. PT, and then leadership.
Yeah.
I knew my commands. I'd give them perfectly. I knew how to do them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was one of the only cadets for a ninth grader to get corporal me and two others. One of them being Annalise, your cousin.
Yeah.
Well my cousin.
Your cousin. Yeah. Well, she's my cousin my by niece, marriage. My grandniece, yeah. And she, yeah, she'd be your cousin by marriage.
So my question is there any correlation between your interest in the ROTC military stuff and your interest in movies, but then also the games that you're playing? Of course, is just about every game now is like a first-person shooter.
It is. Right, like you try to go to a store and say, I want a racing game. They might have one. You ask for a shooter, and they're going to show you thousands. Because there's higher – people want to play more of that than they are a NASCAR.
And if we really wanted to, we could chase that conspiracy theory down a big rabbit hole. But since you're our special guest today, we won't make your mind explode with the ins and outs
Do you think that they use those games in a certain way to train young men like you who may want to go into the military?
It could, because they actually did tests, and it says people who play shooters have a higher their brain will move they will react quicker to what's happening, because one moment you're just walking, next moment you're having three people in three different areas, and you got to kill all three in a certain amount of time.
Right.
So it's helping you with hand-eye coordination, which the military needs, and then your brain activity. They want you to actually see. It's kind of showing you what it looks like a little bit, but a friendlier way.
Do you think there's a correlation between aggressive behavior and playing those types of video games? Or do you think those are just weak-minded people who are influenced by...
It's weak-minded, because you've had that shooting in a church. That guy played Doom, but he was bullied and picked on, and he had disorders, which he wasn't that smart. So he actually thought that people were actually those creatures.
Right. You understand that...
This is real life.
It's real life, and when you shoot somebody...
They don't get back up.
They don't get back up, and they don't turn into bullets and money.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a real cost involved when you pull the trigger on a real person, and you understand that.
Right.
You made me used to watch World War II. I used to watch the World War II videos and all that.
Mm-hmm. So while you're on that desert island, you didn't know I was going to ask you this one. While you're on the desert island, you can only have one female celebrity with you. Who would that be? That girl from The Shallows?
Mark, I think that'd be your desert island. You'd go with Scarlett Johansson, wouldn't you?
That's who you'd go with.
Me and you both.
Y'all gonna have to fight over her.
Yes. I remember we were at the Red Box Lucy. That time. Yeah, Lucy.
And as soon as we put that movie in, I'm like,
why do you want to see Lucy? And he goes, because it's got Scarlett Johansson in it. I don't need another reason.
It ended up being a good movie.
And it was a pretty good movie, yeah. Anything else you want to talk about?
I have one question for Heath.
Okay.
I heard you play baseball. What was your position?
Wait, you heard
did he play baseball growing up?
Did I play baseball growing up? Yeah, I said.
I heard it was shortstop.
No, I never played shortstop. Let me tell you how this world works, Ethan. You see, what they did is they got us there, and they looked at us and said, well, that kid's short. We're going to put him in the outfield. But the coaches, if you were the coach's kid or knew the coach, you either got to be a pitcher, catcher, or an infielder. If you did, you weren't.
If you were good, you got to play those positions.
I don't know about that. What was heartbreaking is like I got better playing the outfield, but I had to use my brother's glove. As I've said many times before, you know, poor growing up on a farm, we could only afford one glove. So I'm having to use my brother's glove, which is so much bigger.
I use my daddy's glove.
So that's because y'all were the same size. Yeah.
But some size of his.
I made some, like, great catches in the outfield, because my glove was so big, the ball would fall out. And it was so depressing. Now, when I got a little bit older and started playing softball, I loved playing second base.
Yeah.
I never could see very well, so I didn't like playing the outfield at all. Cause
see how he took your question and he ignored the fact that you made fun of him and gave you a real answer. And that's what he does, because he works with me all the time.
Yeah.
Did you play shortstop, Pete?
What was he saying earlier?
Stand up, Pete. Stand up, Pete.
So do you want to ask me anything?
How are you able to deal with me for so long?
Ah, because I love you. That's easy. I just told you you're one of my favorite people. I don't deal with you. It's not dealing with you. I love being around you. I wouldn't have you at my house for 2 weeks at a time if I didn't like being around you.
And Mark never had a brother either.
No.
So you're kind of making up for, I mean, I think that's why you guys like stepbrothers.
Yeah, so the way we've, like, he's a dad to me. And then we'll both act like we're both brothers. We'll mess around and goof off until one of us gets in trouble.
Which is you. I don't
get in trouble. Crystal, she's got on to you before.
Yeah, Crystal.
The watermelon.
Uh-huh.
You need to smash that watermelon.
Tell them about that. Look at the microphone, though, and tell them about the watermelon.
When I was little, we got a watermelon. I think, wasn't it Crystal paid for it?
Probably.
And me and Mark, we cut into it. Everyone had a slice. And the next thing I know, me and Mark are just smashing it. It was on the ceiling, on the walls, on the windows.
We might have had a watermelon fight.
Pulling at each other. And the next thing I know, my mom and Chris are just staring at us like, clean that up.
Yeah. So I was going to ask how old you were, but this was this week when this happened, huh?
No.
Mark told me if I did that again, I'd...
So when you're around Mark, does he talk about wrestling? Do y'all talk about wrestling at all? Or
sometimes.
Sometimes. It depends.
Yeah, he, like early on, they lived with us till you were, what, eight?
As soon as I finished first grade, I moved out.
That's right. And we watched a lot of wrestling, and he liked John Cena and Rey Mysterio. But then when he moved out, they kind of put the kibosh on the wrestling.
They said it was too violent.
But. You still like who?
Wrestling's too violent. Here's Doom.
Yeah.
I know. Actually, I had to buy that. My mom's like, I don't know about that.
So, who's your favorite wrestler?
I'd have to go with Mick Foley.
Yeah. Why is that?
Everything he's went through.
Mm-hmm.
That Hell in a Cell, getting thrown off that far, and then getting back up, thrown off again. By then, I'd have quit.
Yeah. Me too.
Getting thrown off.
Twice. Thrown off and thrown through.
And then stepping through.
Yeah.
He stepped through it.
Anything else you want to talk about? You good?
I'm good.
All right.
Do you read comics?
I read comics.
Okay. What kind of comics you read?
Marvel. Any type of Marvel.
All right, that's going to be it for the Double Drop Kicks. No.
We went to Planet yesterday.
Okay, yeah.
And what'd you wind up getting?
A Deadpool.
Yeah.
Deadpool.
Yeah, he likes Deadpool. We love the Deadpool movie. We went and saw it. We go see most of the comic book movies. What's your favorite one that we went to see?
Civil War.
Really?
Because it was starting off the great one. The comics were great.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about this second Civil War that they're in right now.
Yeah, it's a little different. It's a little different. I'm not, and I think we've talked about it, I'm not a huge fan of it.
I think Marvel, I saw a solicitation for the post-Civil War Marvel Universe, and I think they're making the same mistake DC made several years ago, in that it appears to me Marvel has decided... You will like the secondary characters.
Yeah.
And you will like it.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. And it's just going against everybody that people like. I mean, people like Wolverine. People like the X-Men. And they're forcing Rocket Raccoon down my throat. And I just...
Ant-Man.
It's like the Ant-Man.
But I think that got a pretty good score.
Yeah.
Because people didn't really know who he was for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I thought the Ant-Man movie was great.
Yeah.
Paul Rudd is so...
he fits the role.
He does. He fits the role. And I think Chris Pratt made Guardians of the Galaxy.
He did.
That movie was pretty much perfectly
to the
cast.
Comics.
Yeah, I went into it not expecting much out of it. Wound up really liking it.
I think
it.
You took me to theaters to see it.
I probably watched Guardians of the Galaxy more than any of the other... Marvel movies.
The music went well because he was taken out during the 80s and they had nothing but 80s music.
Yeah. Ethan's a big Hall & Oates fan.
Really? What's your favorite Hall & Oates song?
Most of them.
Rich Girl. That's the one you sing most of the time.
Yes. Mark will bust out laughing. I'll do that.
He'll put it on the thing and he'll be dancing around.
Or I get the Elvis.
Yeah.
See, I don't know a lot of Hall & Oates songs. Your Kiss is on my list. She's a Man Eater.
Yeah. What's some other ones? Do you know? No. And then, but you also like Elvis.
Blues Brothers.
The Blues Brothers.
I bought that CD.
Yeah, we just got the Blues Brothers CD, and yeah. he's been listening to them a lot. So. He's got an old soul, man. I mean, he really digs like the retro stuff, which I'm sure a lot of my influence on him, like saying, right. you need to watch this. This is a good movie, and this is a good, you know, this is good music and stuff like that.
So when y'all are at the house, what music are you listening to? When you're not shooting each other in the game, watching an old movie, when you're having your watermelon fight, what music are you listening to?
What would we be listening to? So probably like Metallica or Motorhead.
Kiss. I think Kiss. You had Kiss. Once you had Kiss yeah. going on. You were dancing.
Led Zeppelin.
I remember you were cooking and you started dancing. I don't think you noticed. Or you almost punched me once while listening to your music.
Yeah, he snuck up on me, yeah.
And he came back and...
So when you buy music, Ethan, I was just reading an article last night how much album sales have fallen this year. Mm-hmm. And... not just album sales, but singles. The only thing that's up is vinyl. Right. Vinyl's up about 16-17% this year. But when you're buying music, how are you buying it? You buying it digital? You buying a CD? You buying a cassette tape, 8-track, vinyl? What are you buying?
I won't go as far as saying 8-track, but I'll go CD. I ain't going that far down. I'll get a CD. I don't do the digital. If I have a CD, I can keep it and use it. And I can give it to someone.
And he's got a ton of CDs, like, because I will...
Yeah, I got a bunch,
A lot of my stuff I convert to digital stuff, and I buy a lot... Most of my stuff's on vinyl, so the albums that I really like, I have on vinyl, so I've given him, like, a lot of Led Zeppelin and Kiss and Jimi Hendrix and...
And then Nanny, she'll give give me the Bee Gees.
Yeah. Yeah, my grandmother, his grandmother, my mother... she's a big music fan. She's really into the Rolling Stones and stuff. So she'll buy him, like, she had some BG stuff and that's where he got into Hall & Oates, because she just gave him some Hall & Oates.
She's like, here you go, listen to it. I liked it. Like, Rolling Stones.
Because your kiss is on. I'm a huge Rolling Stones fan, man. I've seen them in concert a couple
Black
of
Door.
Times. Huh?
Black Door.
Painted Black.
I'm thinking of a different song from
her. Yeah. That's one of my favorites by them. What's your favorite song?
Paint It Black.
Paint, really? That's it? Because that's the one we're talking about right now?
No. I like it.
Yeah, it's a good song. That's one of my favorite songs.
Wasn't that the intro song for a...
Yeah, China Beach.
Oh, but I thought it was for another show, too.
It was a Vietnam-era show, I think, called China Beach.
No, but I'm no China Beach, but I think there was another Vietnam-era show, too.
I don't know. It gets played a lot. It's like Fortunate Son. You hear it a lot during
Valkyrie. You hear that, like Apocalypse Now. Anything with a Huey in it, you'll see it.
Mm-hmm. Flight of the Valkyrie.
Oh, that's
Daniel Bryan's theme song.
That's right. So every time you hear that, you got to go, yes, 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 yes. So, Ethan, we got a lot of people that listen to our show who are not teenagers. But you did mention, and we want to give a shout-out, you had a friend at school listening to our show.
Yeah.
And he did not believe that I was your uncle.
Until I showed a picture.
Yeah.
And he saw the height between both of us.
Yeah. He didn't believe it. Ethan was like, that's my uncle. No, it ain't.
What's your friend's name?
Well, I don't say his last name.
Yeah, just say his first name.
Avery.
Avery, this is your shout-out. From the Double Drop Kick
Show. Thank you for listening. Ethan really is my nephew.
Yes. No relation.
And
to
not
me.
Only is he my nephew, he's been on the show now. And I thank you for doing it. This was like, I told you, man, like for me, this is such a highlight to have. This will be my favorite episode that we've ever done of the show because you're on it. And I mean, I don't mind. I know you're not sappy at all, but you know how much I love you and how much it's been the pleasure of my life getting to spend this much time with you. I mean,
we haven't done this in
a few weeks.
Years.
Yeah, you haven't stayed this long. You come a lot. I mean, you come every month or two. You come and stay a weekend with me, but you haven't been able to stay for
two weeks. When you first began, I think when you started a mission right before you went back to Bosch,
mm-hmm.
you had that whole entire summer.
Mm-hmm. That's right, and you stay with me a lot.
Half of it.
And generally, he'll come over on the week of the 4th, if I'm off. But the last few years, they've gone to the beach. But this year, he said, man, I'd really like to just he gave up going to the beach to hang out over at my house just because we haven't been able to spend as much time together. Because he's, as y'all know, I mean, when he gets older, he's got more responsibility. I'm really proud of everything he's done with the ROTC because we were kind of talking about it, but you were elected
to become
a staff sergeant this year, and you're fixing officer. You right after he got out of school,
corporal,
you went off to camp. Where was that at?
Rutherfordton, North Carolina. Okay. They had it was only if you had your A's, B's, C's in your classes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only for people who knew the drill commands. And I think eight people.
And you had to meet, like, physical requirements, too, right? You had to do so many push-ups and sit-ups. And he did all of that. And then they elected him to be an officer next year, right?
Either officer or staff sergeant, depending on your year.
Gotcha. So you got out of school, went to the camp, has got it like a month off, and then has to go back to school early to start training.
Yeah, the week right before school starts, I have to go every single day in my Class B uniform.
What's a Class B uniform?
The bright blue short sleeve with long dark navy pants and all your medals.
So, I mean, I'm really proud of that. I mean, he's like found his thing.
We didn't have ROTC.
No, we didn't.
Y'all had the Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I was in the Boy Scouts.
We didn't have anything.
They didn't like.
They got soccer and wrestling after we left.
I know it, which I hate. I would love to have wrestled.
Oh, yeah.
And now you have wrestling. There's baseball. And you have like all kinds of new stuff in the
track. Pendleton's got like some big archery team now at Riverside.
We don't have an archery team, but ROTC was actually thinking about having a rifle team at one point. But since it's where I'm at, it's people are not really responsible. So we end up shooting someone. We would, because that's what happened with archery around Lakeside. Someone was shot with an arrow because one of the kids thought it'd be funny to point it at someone and couldn't hold it back for that long.
Oh, my.
At least you can say you were in 300, got the arrow in the knee.
And y'all are saying that these first-person shooter games aren't affecting people. They're hitting people with arrows. I tell you what, that's what's wrong with this country right now. No, I tell you, Ethan, you're what's right with this country. Kids like you, you stay straight on the straight and narrow and listen to your Uncle Mark.
I wouldn't want to listen to him that long.
Don't repeat everything you hear me say.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm getting in trouble.
Yeah, we were sitting in traffic the other day.
Oh, God.
And I realized, and he was just looking at me like, well, you get Tourette's all of a sudden.
Like, he'll get mad, or he'll do a joke. I'll say a joke, and he'll go, which I do it, and he'll just let it all out. And it gets just funny.
Listen, if you have never sat in traffic, if you have never ridden with Mark...
I have.
Because there doesn't have to be traffic, I don't think. Mark can go down here in the country room like...
No, it's not as bad as you hitting the top of your van.
we were riding down the road, and he got to pounding on the dashboard like you do in the white double drop. He was like, you're going to beat the dashboard like he...
I was trying to get the gauges to work. The double drop kick mobile, out of commission.
Yep, we're going to get it fixed.
We'll see.
Y'all can use the expedition.
So, Ethan, are you on Twitter? Where can people go to connect with you on Twitter?
Ethan Whitman 17 at Twitter. It's just
at Ethan Whitman 17.
It's Ethan Whitman 17.
It's at, though. We always say at.
Well, Ethan Whitman 17, although you're not 17.
Because he's born on St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day.
That Irish heritage that Mark... Well, no, Mark's always talking about his Scottish heritage.
He gets out with anger.
Mark, where are you on Twitter?
I'm at the DDK show.
I'm at Heath Mulliken. And you can go to doubledropkick.com where you can listen and download great episodes like this where we interview the up-and-coming future young leaders of America like at Ethan Whitman 17. But you can also iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app. We are everywhere. I mean, we are everywhere. And so you just need to go. You need to support our children.
Yeah,
do it for the children.
Hey, Ethan, tell them, go to Double Dropkick Show, doubledropkick.com, and tell them if they don't click a banner, they suck.
You've just said it.
Click on that Audible banner. There's some banners of DVDs. We're getting ready to record. We got a question on Twitter maybe a week or two ago about what are some good wrestling DVDs to buy. And so we're getting ready to record an episode on that for Justin Donahue, who asked that question. And that's what we do. We respond to the fans because that's what we do. Because we are the greatest, I mean.
Who's the greatest podcast in the history of podcasts, Ethan?
Double Dropkick Show.
There you go. That says it all. Youth of America agree.
Yes.
We're great.
100% of the youth surveyed on this show agree.
That's right.
Double Dropkick Show is the greatest podcast in the history of podcasts. So, as always, for the Double Dropkick Show, I'm Heath Mulliken.
I'm Ethan Whitman.
And I'm Mark Whitman.
And that's it this week, fans. So long for now.